You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, we're back on Freed on Business. We've got John Lenardo. He's our CCIM voice. He's a senior advisor at Comreal Miami. He's going to tell us why he's joined the CCIM, give us some good market information. If we're lucky, local CCIM president Frank Melo Rodriguez will call in and give you the high five. But since he hasn't called in, John, you're on.
Jim, good evening. It's good to be here. And I had to, like, stand in line to get on this voice show. I just want you to know all my CCIM members love to get on the program and talk about CCIM and how it benefits us and benefits the clients.
Well, hey, John, thank you for joining us. And I think we're going to benefit a whole lot of people today. But first, I want to talk about why you got to CCIM. And then I want to talk about where you were last week.
Okay. Well, way back in 1988, I joined a firm run by a senior CCIM, very involved gentleman by the name of R.J. Katz, and who's retired now. And I got in there and started learning industrial real estate at the time. And I said, what do I need the CCIM for? He says, John, he says, here's what I can tell you. You go take the courses, you do the networking, you do the deals the way that CCIM, you'll never go into a meeting and not be able to understand what's going on. You'll know all the concepts, and that's the key, is to know the bottom line of how things get done. And this is what you'll learn in CCIM.
Now, John, you've got your CCIM. You're beyond baseline. I mean, CCIM gets you to baseline, and then you start going. You had a great experience last week in Austin. Tell us a little bit about what you did.
Well, every year CCIM has a national conference. It's usually in the fall. This year they choose a different city every year. This year it was Austin, Texas, because Austin is on the rise right now. There's a lot of attention going on in that community.
It's almost as hot as I am.
Almost, Jim. Almost, but the barbecue was a lot better. Okay, so the way I looked at it, there was at least 400 members from all over the country, and I kind of thought of it. I go to Italian American Foundation programs with my elder brother, and it was like going to one of these things. Everybody there had something in common. They all had some Italian heritage. At CCIM, we all have the CCIM. We took the courses. We speak the same language. And we once we get together, we do business.
Well, that means you do referrals, that you help each other share stories and experience. I guess you got people you can call that have more experience, people that you lead that have less experience.
That's correct. One thing I can tell you about the CCIM group is that everybody has one thing in common. How can I help you? Okay. How can we do a deal? How can I make you understand my area of expertise? And this is what you get all the time.
Wow, that's just amazing. Now, I know that you play a special role here in South Florida, John, for the CCIM Miami-Dade Monroe District. You're the scholarship chair. What does that really mean?
Well, the scholarship chair's position is to promote scholarships to commercial real estate practitioners that want to get the CCIM designation. And the courses are not inexpensive, okay? So getting a scholarship for $1,000 or $500 that can go towards taking these courses, okay, is a big lift. And it helps us renew our membership. It helps bring people into the organization. So education is, the key is solving most problems. And that's why I've always taken it as one of my favorite positions in the CCIM chapter is to be the scholarship chair.
Now, if somebody wants to get a CCIM and they want a scholarship, how do they find out about that?
Well, CCIM has a tremendous site called CCIM.com. And once you go there, you will find a number of subjects that you can cover in that site.
In our radio show.
And the radio show, The Voice. And once you go there, you can see all the courses that are being offered, what cities they're being offered, because they're offered all over the United States. We are all over the United States and in the world, in China, in South Korea, in Europe. So these courses are given on an international basis. So it doesn't matter where you're from, you can have an opportunity to attend a CCIM course, and with the scholarship, it's just going to be that much more beneficial.
It sounds really great. It sounds to me like you got like education tourism that somebody could do.
This could be education tourism, because usually the cities are major markets. When we have the courses, this year we're offering three courses in Miami. People love to come to Miami in the winter and get education, okay?
Yeah, well, and everything else that comes along with that.
Yeah, so traditionally sell out our courses here in Miami because everybody wants to see what's happening here.
Now, your firm, Comreal Real Estate Services, just opened up an office in Coral Gables. What's going on with that?
Well, Comreal's been around for almost 40 years, founded by Steve Smith.
Hey, Steve.
And we had been working on some transactions in the Coconut Grove area, and he said, look, I really like to open this office in the Gables, but I need someone with your background, your experience. I've been in the Gables market for 15 years, done a lot of leases, done a lot of sales, and he made it an offer I couldn't refuse.
Yeah,
and
sounds like an Italian thing somebody would do.
Yeah, we have to do it that way. That's the only thing we understand. And so we closed on an office in the beginning of October. We're going through some renovations in the middle of the CBD, and it's going to be very exciting. Steve's a creative, and he basically wants to create the kind of the 21st century real estate office. He calls it a meet me place. And as we've seen, there's a whole new trend in office space and workspace, and we're going to follow that lead and create this for our real estate professionals.
What's going to be unique about the space?
Well, as I said, we call it a meet me space. So you're not going to have these traditional little offices in the building. We're going to have computer stations, collaborative workspaces, a tremendous technology platform plugged into this space. And it'll basically welcome your clients and welcome people to come there, because it'll be a place to get together and talk about real estate and do deals.
Well, let's talk about real estate right now for a second, and then maybe we can do a deal afterwards.
Okay.
What's the market like in Coral Gables? And you can't say that it's on fire, because I already played Fireball.
Well, no, we would never describe the Gables as being on fire, because that would be a little bit too high. But what's happening in the Gables is quite interesting. It's going to the next level. Things that are happening downtown are the streetscapes, which is going to change the viability of doing business on Miracle Mile and Giralda Avenue, and that's a couple of the things. Merrick Park has exploded. There are several major residential mixed use commercial projects being built and on the boards right now. That area has really taken off. There is new development downtown. And this is what we're seeing. So the Gables is becoming that urban core type of place that people want to go to. They want to live there. They want to work there. And we're seeing overall that the vacancy rates of office space, retail space, are some of the lowest in the last few years.
Well, you said they want to work there. I think they also want to live there, which creates like a whole thing coming together with all the shopping and livability and close to the airport and close to downtown. I think that the Gables is very well positioned in a central place in the whole city.
Yeah, it is very central to everything in the city, and that's why I love to work there, and that's why I live in the Gables. And it's become a walking place. This is the big thing. You know, what's your walk score? We recently listed a property. It has a 99 walk score because it's in all the cultural areas and right near restaurants and near where the action is, and this is what people want to do.
I know what people want to do. People want to stay out of their cars. And so they can come in, they can live in Coral Gables, they can work in one of the buildings or one of the retail centers, and then live right there, work right there, play right there. It's a whole vertically integrated lifestyle.
That's correct.
Save on gas, too.
Huh? Yeah, you save on gas, too. Well, you can eat here and get gas. Depends on where you go.
Well, we do have the free trolley, so you definitely can stay off the gas.
Oh, no, listen, Lolly the trolley. That's my favorite part of Coral Gables, man. Lolly the trolley. That's my favorite part of Coral Gables. Did I say that yet? So, John, I know you've got a couple of good listings. Why don't you tell us about maybe one or two of them?
Well, I think the most exciting one right now is I just got an assignment to sell a commercial parcel in the Merrick Park area. It's a 38,000 square foot commercial site with 380 feet on US 1. And it has the MXD zoning, which means you can do retail, office, apartments. You can do an auto dealership, which, of course, we have in Coral Gables. So it's very exciting, and that's something that we've just brought to market.
Well, you and I have to talk, because I do all this urban land. You know, I'm working with Jeff Berkowitz on his site at Gable Station. So we need to compare notes, because I know who wants to do what.
Well, then we need to talk.
Oh, yeah, but not on the radio, because the radio is not a place where we share all of our deepest and darkest secrets, usually. Now, John, just a couple minutes left. If people want to find you at Comreal, I know that they can go to Coral Gables, stand in the middle of town, and you'll just be right there because you make the market in Coral Gables. But if they wanted to call or look for you online, how would they do that?
J. Lonardo, L-O-N-A-R-D-O, at Comreal.com. And we are located at 51 Merrick Way at the street level. And right across, like to say, from Fritz and Franz Beer House, because everybody seems to know where that is, and about a dozen other restaurants. And so that's where you find us, 305-213-4050, if you want to dial it up.
Oh, you got a great Twitter handle. I mean, it's real short, at Comreal. I mean, it's just amazing. Well done to Steve for that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in our market, sometimes we call it Comreal.
Oh, you're too funny, John. We have Jets fans that listen, so why don't you give the phone number just one more time?
305-213-4050. You can talk to me or Stella Vidal, who is my partner, and who has about 12 years behind her in commercial lending and real estate. And we're leading the charge down there in the Gables, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Ah, it's a terrific team. John, thank you so much for finally clawing your way to the top of the line and getting on the CCAM voice. You must have had to push Frank away because, you know.
Yeah. Frank likes to get into everything, and he and I spent some nice time at the conference and really enjoyed it, and went to all the food events and the inaugural, and it was great.
Listen, I had a great time too. It was a terrific conference. I can't wait to go back next year. But now I have to say, we'll be back after this. AC, it is yours.